You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips with a little dash of time travel, a little dash of the big 80s, maybe a little real horror show in there, a little bit of everything. My show has changed names plenty of times over the years, maybe a little sucking in the 70s today. I think there was Naughty in the 90s or something. I don't know. Basically, it's me. It's Chris Earle, and I'm going to be here with you until 8 p.m. or until I fall over, until I keel right over. And they find me, like, next Tuesday here. I came in, and it was, like, dark. I'm like, where is everybody? It's dark. It's spooky. It's scary. Anyway, we got a show to do, and I got a nice big playlist for you, and I'm gonna wing it with some other stuff. And if you want to call in a request, I will take some requests today. I'm here for 3 hours. It's 855-915-WMFO. If you want to make a request or if you want to just chat, it is Chris's Helpful Tips. I will give you some tips. If you want to call in with a question, 855-915-9636. Otherwise, I'll be playing the tunes. Here you go.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Starting you with a little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from The Last DJ.
And what I've got, I can't promise you a lot, but you... Can't save you from yourself. You gotta want it, all that's left is you and me. And the road ahead,
do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gently to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Help! For the final time this year, it's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you until 8 p.m. And as usual, I will take requests at 855-915-9636. Or I will take questions. Maybe you got a question. Maybe how to stay clear of the flu. A little flu A. A little COVID. Everybody's getting sick. It's awful. I got taken down a couple weeks ago. Taken down. It was awful. I'm like, am I going to make it? I literally had a moment. I'm like, am I going to make it? And when you think that sometimes, you really start to question how long you're going to be here. At that point, I thought it was until about 10 p.m. that night, and then that was it. But man, scary stuff. Scary stuff. When you get the flu or you get the COVID and you have a reaction, oh my God. Has it happened to you? 855-915-9636. Wash your hands, people. Everybody forgot how to wash their hands. You know? Everybody's like kissing each other, making out. You know? It's a good way to get sick. You gotta make out every now and then. You know? But it's a good way to get sick. You know? You gotta eat. Right? You gotta eat. You gotta eat with people. You gotta socialize. You know? It's crazy not to socialize. You get all cooped up. You're like, I haven't seen anybody since, September 9th. It's like, what? I'm like, really? Some people still scared. Some people haven't been out of the house. I'm like, what's wrong with them? They got the COVID beards. They got the beards, like, going all the way down to their, you know, sack. The knees? How's that? The knees is... Sack is funnier, but... I have to be inclusive, right? Not everybody has a sack. All right. What else should we talk about? This one's fun in the background. This is a nice little instrumental called Death by Blonde. I guess you can have a death by anything. You know, it would be good, like a death by a blondie. Like one of those blondie bars. That'd be a good way to go. Like, if at 10 o'clock the other week when I had the flu and somebody just stuffed a blondie in my mouth, I'd probably been all right. I probably would have been like, you know, this ain't a bad way to go out. Just let me sink on down into that tub with a blondie in my mouth, fat and naked. What a way to go. Imagine finding me that way. God, I'd have been like, jeez. It's like, yeah, I really liked him until he passed and he was fat naked in the tub. Yeah. Tough time of year. Tough time of year, everybody. Hopefully 2024 is going to bring some joy to all of us. There's always joy. You got to find it. It's hard to do. You know, Chris Earle, he's had his moments of no joy. A lot of no joy happens when you spend time with the wrong people, I'll tell you that. That's a story in itself. That's my first helpful tip for you tonight. Other than don't die in the tub with a blondie in your mouth. What was I saying? What tip? What was the tip? Oh, spend time with people you love. And people you like. People that are just interesting. You know? Some people are interesting and they just suck. But find people that are interesting, they're actually nice, you know? Go to the zoo. The zoo's kind of fun. There's animals there. Usually it smells like the horse's ass, but
but
a reindeer's bottom. I kind of want to go to that lights, you know, kind of missed out on the lights. I lost a couple of weeks in there just being feeling under the weather, you know. God, it was literally like a bunch of doorknobs in a sack. Sack's the key word today. And just getting beat up by a bunch of doorknobs. Like in the chest and the shoulders and even in the forehead. It felt like I got cracked across the ear. I'm like, what is going on? Why is my head numb? Turns out I went to vomit and I just like cracked my head on the toilet. What fun is that, you know? And then I'm like, am I having a stroke? What's going on? Police are coming to the house. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. Not sure. It's like, why don't you ask me 100 more questions as I die in front of you? God. Well, it's been a wild year. It's been a wild year, everybody. Got anything to say? 855-915-WMFO. I got plenty to say. I'll keep on talking. Yeah, I don't care. Well, I'm going to move on. And when I say move on, I mean another song. Give my mouth a break, you know. I got some pretty good energy considering I was sick for a couple of weeks, you know. This next one is Say It's Not True. It's from Queen, and Freddie Mercury had already gone the way of the dodo when this one came out. But this is great. It's Queen with Paul Rodgers, and Roger Taylor, I believe, is doing the main singing to this, and also Paul Rodgers. Why don't we just listen to it? It's a nice song, and it's a good song for the end of 2023. So I'm going to play some songs about 2023 or 2024, or just songs with Adam Ant. I don't know. Something like that. You want a request, call on in. Until then, here.
The harder we play, the faster we fall. When we think that we know it all, we know nothing at all. The letter arrives like a bomb from the blue. So what's left of your lives? All your dreams lost to you. Say it ain't true. Say it today. When I open my eyes, will it all go away? Say it's not true. Say it's not real. Can't be happening to you. Can't be happening to me. It's hard not to cry. It's hard to believe. So much heartache and pain. So much reason to grieve. But the wonders of science, all the knowledge we've magic cocktails for lies people just can't afford. Say it's not true. You can say it's not right. So hard to believe. The size of the crime.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty, pretty good. Yep, that's Queen without Freddie Mercury. Maybe I'll play a little Freddie Mercury a little later, if you're good. If you're good. 5:16 in the evening. It is, December 29th? A couple more days before the holiday. The New Year's holiday, of course. How was your Christmas? Mine wasn't bad. Not bad until everybody came down with COVID. Then it got a little scary. But I'm in the clear. I made it out, you know, four days and change. I'm like, yep, I'm clear. Going to do my radio show. My first time out since Christmas, you know. Gave myself the swab up the schnoz a few times. Gave myself the swab up the schnoz, you know. And I'm like, yeah, it's annoying. It never gets easy. You know, it's like you get those drips going. It's like, oh, make sure you do four drips. And it just like drools out. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. Even if I don't have it, I've got it. That's how I feel. I'm just disgusted with myself. Isn't life just disgusting sometimes? I never get used to all the bodily fluids that we have. Do you? Call up if you want. 855-915-9636. Otherwise, I'm going to yak on away. I'm going to yak on away. I'm going to bring you back to, I don't know, the 40s? 40s or the 50s or something like that. This isn't time travel. It's Chris's helpful tips. My helpful tip today is be good to yourself. How's that? That's a nice tip for the end of 2023 and going into 2024. Unless, of course, you're an a-hole. Then go screw.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout through the window, I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on. How about Sir Frederick Gass? Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebob?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's rude revelation.
Hey, Spike.
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Here to bring you lots more laughs
is Spike Jonze of the City Slickers with New Year's Resolution. I believe 1948. You can look it up just as well as I can. You know, I can't do all the work. You know, some of you guys have got to do something sometime. It's 5:21 in the evening. And it's Chris Earle here. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. Unless I get bored. Unless nobody calls me up. Nah, I'm actually having some fun here. I'm having fun. You know, it's last show of 2023. Gotta have some fun. God, I haven't had fun in a couple of days. You know? A couple of weeks? A couple of months? A couple of years? I don't remember having fun. No, I have fun. I have fun every now and then. Just not lately. You know? Christmas is all right, you know? But then all of a sudden everybody gets sick. Like, what's going on here? It's like, is this the end of the world? What is going on? Everybody's getting sick, you know? COVID's there. We got wars going on. What's going to happen for 2024? Oh, we got an election coming up, right? As far as I know. As far as we know, we got an election coming up. Here's the thing. Here's my prediction for 2024. Some candidate's going to come out of nowhere and they're going to win. Just in the last second. It's going to be like, it'll be like Oprah or something. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to run for president. And everybody's going to be like, yeah, Oprah's fine. That'll do. And then we'll have, first Oprah president. It's my opinion. Take it. I didn't want to say take it or leave it. Take it. Take it. It's yours. Take it. Take it. Take it. Drink it. You going to drink for New Year's? I'm taking a little break, you know. Been teetotaling, taking it easy, you know, getting healthy. That's one thing you can do for 2024, get a little healthy. It's nice to be down a few pounds, you know. I'm a little svelte on my feet. I practically raced up the steps here. Practically. You know, that's the key word, practically. But now, feeling good, feeling powerful, feeling all right, feeling okay. So I was a little Spike Jonze, City Slickers, trying to play some things that I don't normally play here in the last few hours of 2023. Because I'm always playing, you know, Tom Petty and Prince. And you can't just play Tom Petty and Prince all the time, you know? You can't. You gotta play other things.
D19.
Got it.
All right. All right, so I lied. There's some prints for you. Dinah Shore is next. Few of you don't know who Dinah Shore is, but she was an American singer, she was an actress, and she hosted a great TV show called Dinah! Exclamation point. Dinah! Whatever happened to the exclamation point? You know, now everything was all in caps. I guess as soon as everybody did all the caps, it was all done. You know, here's my helpful tip. Start adding exclamation points, just one, to everything. Make things important again, like Dinah. Dinah was great. She went out with Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds was 20 years her junior. And, yeah, they were an item for a while. Dinah. Dinah. What Dinah song shall we play? Oh, there's so many of them. She actually had a whole bunch of number hits, including this one, I think.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely. Dinah! Exclamation point. Dinah. Pretty good. That actually reached number 3 in 1943. If you cared. I do. Maybe some of you should, too. Why do I care all the time? Why am I the only one that cares about things like this? You know? It's a nice song. It's a great song. It's Dinah. And then her and Burt Reynolds broke up and she died alone. Anyway, it's Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m., I guess. Thinking about getting a little za tonight. A little za. You ever call pizza za? Z-A? Za. Little za. I want a little za. A little za. What kind of food you like for New Year's? You like the lo mein? You like the za? You like meatballs? What do you like? 855-915-9636. I can tell you what I like. What do I like? Oh, I'll tell you what I like. I had a hot cross bun. No, not hot cross bun. Cinnamon bun. Not a Cinnabun, like the Cinnabun or the Auntie Anne's pretzels or whatever. The an actual like market basket cinnamon bun, and it had frosting on it. You can get the rolls that don't have the frosting on it, like the twists, but I got the old cinnamon bun. Boy, was it good. And then I had another one, and then another. I've had one a day. There's three left. I'll probably have one more when I get home tonight. If I'm good. You know, haven't been too hungry lately, but I'm hungry for a Cinnabon. It's pretty damn good. What are you having for New Year's? My guess is most people have Chinese food, you know? A lot of people like to have that Chinese food. At this point, you order out and it's like $279. It's like, for God's sake, you know? It's just a little soy sauce with some noodles. Come on, you know? A little bit of cat thrown in there. Time travel is here another time. This is Chris's Helpful Tips. It's kind of like time travel, though, because mostly it's time travel. It's me playing tunes that's all over the place. But it's also me dispensing my wisdom, which is what the best of Chris's Helpful Tips has been for the last 3 months and change here at WMFO, when I changed the format once again for my wonderful radio show. I changed it to an hour. I was hoping to bring some positivity out there. And then, you know, it just slowly, you know, the scorn just set right in once again. You know, it's hard to stay positive, especially when nobody else cares. I can't care about everybody if nobody else cares. You got to care for each other. You know, that's my helpful tip for 2024. Start caring about each other, because nobody else will. You know, next thing you know, you're on your own. You're like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Well, it's 5:33 in the evening, and I've still got 2 hours and 27 minutes to go. No, not a lot of time. Not a lot of time. I don't know what to do next. How about the Guess Who? I know exactly what to do next. It's the Guess Who with no time. Here with you till 8 p.m. It's Chris Earle. Chris's Helpful Tips. 855-915 WMFO, if you want to make a request.
No time before you. On my way to better things. I found myself some way.
No time before you.
Distant roads are calling me. No time for a summer friend. No time for the love you send.
No time! No time! No!
No time. That's Guess Who. Guess Who? Remember the Woody Woodpecker, the Guess Who? Guess Who? Woody Woodpecker? It was good stuff. The Guess Who? Guess Who is great. They had a lot of great songs. Now, I wish we could listen to them all together. But maybe another time. I'm going to play some other songs, including this one, About Time, from Imagine Dragons. I think this is like 10 years old now, too. It's like, where does time go? Where does it go? It just pisses away, you know? You really got to own it. Otherwise, it'll get away from you. Next thing you know, it's like, hey, I wanted to stay clean shaven, and then I got a giant beard. What happened? Not only was I lazy, the time passed. Not the best example, but I'm running out of ideas. It's 5:38 in the evening. Here's Imagine Dragons. Imagine that. Imagine Dragons. Imagine that. Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragonis. With It's Time. Yeah. Remember when Star Wars used to be fun? I miss when Star Wars used to be fun. Yeah. It's one of those things, it's like, I never really needed to see any Star Wars again after Return of the Jedi. That was pretty much it. And here we are, you know, 40 years later. They're doing all kinds of crazy TV shows. It's like, Mandalorian has a budget of $300 million. It's like, yeah, sure isn't on the big screen. It's like what they spend it on. Just like a big projector in front of everybody. That's all that entertainment is now. Just a big projector. You know, that U2 was pretty amazing. That was one cool thing about 2023. That sphere is pretty amazing. You know, see that thing. See the Grand Canyon. See the sphere first, and then go see the Grand Canyon afterwards. Grand Canyon's almost as good as the sphere. Yeah. I think more people are going to be going on vacations, like, to the outback and the foreback and the front back and back end, the tail end, the back of the beyond. There's still places to go out there. You know, you can't stay home all the time. You got to go out and do stuff. You know, even if it's just like going in your backyard. It's like, hey, I went outside today. I went to the backyard. You know, pretty much the same as the front yard. Except there's more crap there. Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's 5:45. I'm getting bored. Yeah, I'm going to stick around maybe 15 minutes. Hour and 15? I don't know. Nah, it's New Year's. Gotta enjoy myself, have some fun. I'll play a couple more songs for you. Including this one. This one goes out by requests. Here is the Go-Go. The Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed for Sheila. Here is the Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed. Here we go. Bad DJ.
Seems like we both need some love.
What happened here? Wait a minute.
Seems like we both need some hair.
That's not the Go-Go's. What the hell's going on? I think this has happened to me before. Give me some... Oh, no. That's not the song. That's not the right song. What am I going to do? I'm panicking. What do I do? I'll play this one. It's Death Ray. Happy New Year. And the members of Cake. I know you never heard of them, but it's a pretty good tune. And then the Go-Go's.
Happy New Year. It's a cold one. Won't you let go of the old one? It's justified. It's a brand new year. Get your man. Cancel.
All right. I always liked that one. The members of Cake had a band called Death Ray. And they did that one. There was another one called My Lunatic Friends, I believe, in there. But pretty good album. Not well known, but that's Death Ray with Happy New Year. I play that from time to time on New Year's when I do my special New Year's show, which is what this is. Aren't you lucky? You just wandered right into it. You were just like, you were just sitting there minding your own business and you wandered right in, you know? Wandered right into this. Anyway, here's the Go-Go's. This goes out to Sheila. Let's try this again. Here we go. Our lips are sealed. The Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed from 1981, I believe. It's either 80 or 81. All I know is a very, very, very long time ago. Very, 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 very long time ago. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Getting a little tired, you know. Here I am yakking it up and, nobody's calling in. It's all right. Couple of chats here and there, but it's all right. Couple of requests. But I don't know. Why don't we just rain some tacos on you? We'll see if this'll spice up the night. Yeah, it probably won't, but who cares?
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth. Yeah.
cheese, cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. I am here with you until 8 p.m. Playing a few tunes here for you. That was the Cars from the 70s. Cars were one of my favorite bands. Still, I would say they're still one of my favorite bands. Especially as a kid, you know. 9-10 years old, hearing Shake It Up and the first Cars album. It's just awesome. Say the Cars, the Police, and the Who. Those were a couple of my favorites early on. In the background is a instrumental called Stiletto from Chico Rea. Chico Rea and the Jetpacks or something like that. I don't know. Who knows? We'll never hear it again. It's good enough. Chico Rea. 5:58 in the evening. We're going into hour two of Chris's helpful tips. So far, I've dispensed all kinds of tips to you. What to do for New Year's. At least what to eat. Well, I was asking for your suggestions. It's pretty quiet out there. It's like a ghost town here in Medford. Walked in, it was like pitch black out. I'm like, what is going on? Can't see a thing here. But, you know, turned on a couple of candles and here we go. Still got your lights up? I do. I love having those Christmas lights up. I love having the tree out. Makes you feel good about yourself. It's fun. It's a happy time. Could be a little joyful. Could be a little more joyful than it's been. You know? I don't know. You got any suggestions? 855-915-WMFO. How do you brighten up your day during these wintry months? God, I hate the winter. So far, so good, you know. Knock on wood, it's been all right. But, just feel that snow coming, you know. There's just that dread sometimes.